war. It has been fought since the era of man began. Land, food, religion. War has been motivated in many ways. But in today's world of comfort and ease, what does one willingly die for? The waifu. They have assembled from every corner of the globe to fight for the supreme title of Waifu War Champion. And in this year, 2023, 64 will compete, but there can be only one. There will be only one. Let the war begin. Welcome to our annual Waifu War coverage here on NBC. I am your host, Dennis Rodman, and I'm joined by Scottie Pippen. Scottie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. We are so excited to get down to the nitty-gritty of the Waifu War. We have a great show for you guys today. All of the coverage that you've been dreaming of and hoping of and honestly craving since nominations for the Waifu War began. And this would be the time when I say that if you would like to participate in the Waifu War, if you would like to vote for your favorite waifu, if you would like to shape the outcome of history itself, waifuwar.net. Let's go through today's agenda. So we are going to be going through the Waifu War competitors, seeds 1 through 3, because we just don't simply have enough time to go through all 64 combatants. But 1 through 3 are the top competitors in the tournament, as nominated by you, listeners of the podcast, and denizens of the Discord. So we're going to go through the 1 through 3 seeds. And I should say that there were some exclusions this year. None of the characters that were in the final four last year were eligible for the tournament this year. And also, no character who originated in 2023 was eligible either, to try to eliminate recency bias. So that means that there will be no Marin Kitagawa, there will be no Your Forger, there will be no Asuna, and there will be no... I honestly can't remember who the other... My Sakuraji Bunny Girl Senpai. She will not be in this either. So we're going to go through... We're going to give a tier ranking, D through S, of all of the waifus in the seeds 1 through 3. We're going to rate them based on their looks, personality, and of course, an X factor, because there is sometimes an X factor involved. And then we're going to go through their round one matchups and predict the outcome. Finally, we are going to reveal the final four and the outcome of our personal brackets. So that should be a lot of fun.
Sounds great. Let's get into it.
All right. Well, we have, as I move my keyboard here, try to make this easier for you to see some of the photos of the characters. We are, we're going to start in the upper left corner of the bracket, where we have Hodel from Spice and Wolf, who is pretty much a staple and received more nominations in this Waifu War than any of the other characters, which was quite surprising because last year she was nowhere near a one seed, but she is somehow the overall number one seed. People woke up to the fact that Hodel existed as a character and nominated her quite a lot. Pancake, how are you feeling about Hodel's looks, though? It'll be interesting to see how your opinion varies from mine.
So Hodel, in my opinion, is probably a B.
A B on looks?
B on looks.
Yeah.
Because you can't count her ears and her tail.
Why not?
Because
they're a part of her body.
That would be her X factor.
Oh, is interesting. Oh, so that's how you're going about it. We'll have to try to remain consistent, because I doubt this will be the last character with ears and tail.
Well, I mean, that just brings it up. So, like, if you took away her ears and tail, she's probably a B in looks.
Well, she's just a normal run-of-the-mill character if you
exactly.
do that.
Exactly. So she's just a B. She's just average.
She's no longer a fox deity.
Exactly.
Or a wolf deity or
so
whatever.
So her X factor brings her up, and that is her being a fox deity with acute ears and tail.
Mm-hmm.
So that would give her another point.
I guess I would give her a B as well in the looks category. If we're going to take the ears and the tail off, she would be sort of a cute but somewhat normal looking anime character.
Yeah, she would be forgettable without them. Now, that definitely is her X factor, if you will.
Now, I don't know how familiar you are with Horo as from the anime, because I don't know if you've even seen Spice and Wolf.
I have.
Well, how would you rate Horo's personality? I mean, overall, what do you think?
For me, I would give her personality like a B.
I was kind of thinking the same thing, honestly, because she's kind of like a fun character. And by the way, we're going to have to blend all three of these into one, like, speech go for it. It'll take 4 hours. But because she's like a fun, like, I'm going to go out and drink and party a little bit, but she's also like cares a little bit and she's pretty sharp. So, but I mean, not perfect.
So I think having two Bs plus the check mark in the X factor box brings her overall rating to an A.
Oh. So the Bs are stronger together.
The Bs are stronger, and then she has that extra point in the X factor.
Well, for me, the X factor is an S, because I obviously love my cat girls, and Horo is, to be perfectly honest, could be mistaken as a cat girl easily if it wasn't called Spice and Wolf. If it was called Spice and Cat, you would probably
doesn't
say,
roll off the tongue quite the same.
Well, it doesn't, but you would probably recognize her as a cat if they just simply told you she was. And so, you know, the cat girls, the dog girls, the wolf girls, the demon girls, you know, that's my wheelhouse. Come on, baby.
You're a freak.
But you don't agree, do you?
I mean, I'm going to be honest here. As a human being with a vagina that likes dick, I am not attracted to Horo in the way that you are.
You're in big trouble, because these are all female characters.
No, and I get it. And I can look at her objectively, but I am not personally like, I'm going to go fap to the cat girl. Like, that's not my game. That's not my wheelhouse. And that's okay.
All right. Well, overall, I'd probably give Horo like an A. She's not perfect, but she's pretty strong and definitely memorable. Now, in the first round, she's up against CC from Code Geass, who, I mean, CC is fine.
Yeah, she's okay. I'm just like another green-haired character.
Green is actually like somewhat of an unusual hair color, though, for anime characters. I mean, not.
But every time you it's this thing, though. You have super hot green-haired and white-haired characters every time.
Is that true?
Like, every white-haired male character is super hot, and every green-haired character in anime is super hot.
Well, CC is pretty hot, but then again, this was the top 64 waifus, and there will probably be no not hot waifus in this
tournament. You would hope.
Koro will easily win this.
Oh, yeah.
So let's speed it up by just, like, summarizing our thoughts, like, as an overall rating, because we don't have the time to do it more individually. Going down the bracket here, the next one seed, we're doing them in order. The next one seed is Makima from Chainsaw Man. So, as a newcomer, Chainsaw Man came out in 2022, so she did make the cutoff, you know, because we only excluded the 2023 characters. So Makima is a one seed, probably because, I don't know, for one thing, everyone's obsessed with Chainsaw Man, and for another thing, she's probably one of the most recent characters people thought of. So what are your overall thoughts on Makima? Like, what kind of a tier would you put her in?
Overall, I would give her probably an A.
Wow. And why is that?
Her personality really lacks. It's probably like a D, but her looks, she's just one of those flawlessly attractive characters. Like, if she were a person, she would just be one of those people that are just like, you look at and you're like, how are you that pretty without doing anything? So her looks are an
S. She's like a natural beauty.
Yeah, she's a natural beauty with like a shit personality.
Okay.
So that brings it down, and she's super powerful, so that gives her an X factor. Who doesn't want to be with a powerful babe? Right? So that brings her back up to an A, even though she has a shit personality because her looks are so high.
I actually don't think Makima is a very high tier waifu, in my opinion. Coming from an older guy, you know, she's got kind of a bland personality. She's not very not very exuberant. Probably not a very interesting conversation. She's okay looking, I guess, but also kind of average, and she's almost always wearing like a suit and tie in the anime, which is, you know, generally men's clothing for the most part, and unless you're trying to be like hip. And her X factor would be like you would get into a fight one day where you would just be like bickering about some stupid shit, and she would just fucking murk you accidentally because she just seems completely unstable. So I actually don't think Makima is a very good waifu. I'd probably put her in like the C tier.
Really?
I would take Hodo 100 out of 100 times over Makima. Hodo would be a more fun date. She's cuter, and probably won't kill you like, you know, accidentally one day.
In your eyes, Makima doesn't have the X factor for you.
No, it's a negative. I'm not really into like the mouthy like boss girl who's gonna like murder you or, you know, threaten your life or just be a, you know. So I'm not really into it, honestly, but that doesn't mean she's not going to win because she's up against Eiko from your boy Kong Ming, which is nice to see new characters.
I forgot about her, so I was like, oh yeah, people are going to be like Makima, and Makima's probably going to go pretty far.
Yeah, Makima was going to slaughter Eiko. I mean, it'll be, which is kind of funny because like Eiko could probably win against some of the characters in this tournament, even though she was largely forgotten and squeaked in as a 16 seed. But, you know, so she might be a little stronger than a 16, but she's just going to get wrecked by Makima. It won't matter. Moving down the bracket, a typical standout, always in the tournament. We could probably have this tournament 100 years and she'll still be here. A Rem from the ReZero. And I can't wait to hear your thoughts because I know that you are like not into the Rem. You're not in the Rem fandom.
I don't like maid girls.
Tell me how you fucking feel.
I fucking hate maid girls. Like, I do not want to watch an anime with a maid girl in it.
Look at my maid girl titties, though. Look at them.
That's the whole point. She's in the show, and I don't like it.
I don't think...
It's fine if you do. Whatever. Different strokes for different folks.
Stroke. Look. Yeah.
Like, I am not into the maid girl being in the show because she's hot. Like, mm-hmm. She could have very well been somebody else, but overall, she's a great waifu because of that. Her looks are probably an S in a guy's eyes because...
Oh, really?
Guys like maid girls.
I don't.
They like... I know you don't. You're more into the animal girls, but there is that, you know, the sector of people that are into the maid girls. So you can't discount that. And from their perspective, she's probably an S. And her personality, but she's sweet.
But for you, she's a what?
Trash.
She's a D tier.
To me, she's a D tier.
Well, people are listening to hear what you think. So she's a D tier to Pancake. Okay. I'm not really into the maid girls either. Honestly, it is nothing for me. The French maid, particularly the French maid outfit, does absolutely nothing. So she's very young looking. So for me, I'm not really into the looks all that much. Personality wise though, Rem is like kind of a loving, loyal, soft spoken sort of character, you know? And so her personality is probably good. Like, it's better than Makima for sure. It's probably a little below Hodo. And I don't even know what the X factor would be, but for me, I've never really,
I don't think she has it.
Maybe not. I mean, I've never, well, she, I don't know. Her only X factor is probably that she's like really an ogre or a demon or whatever, and she could probably kill you with her fucking bolt, with her flail or whatever she uses. But
I wouldn't say that's like an X factor in a positive light. So I'd say that she's lacking an X factor.
I thought we gave Makima an X factor because she was strong.
Well, some Rem's people are strong into that.
Well, it is, but Rem is strong too.
But when you put it into the light of she'll kill you, then that's like, that's a negative then.
I don't know. For me, Rem is like, for Rem is like a C tier. I'm not really into it all that much, frankly. So, but she will easily defeat Colin Kozuki, who... Do you even know what Colin Kozuki looks like? This is probably the weakest character in the whole tournament. From Code Geass,
I had to look her up.
Yeah.
Because I forgot about her. Because she's not cute. She's got, like, Yu-Gi-Oh-ass hair.
Yeah. No, Colin is definitely going to get murdered. It's the second Code Geass character that's a 16 seed. She's going to get slain. All right, so the last number one seed is 02. I don't need to give you any.
Hell yeah. S+.
S+. Why? You know she kills every man she touches, right?
I like her.
But she has killed every man.
But she's so cute.
Well, she definitely a sweet piece of ass, you know, as I will say. you know, I mean, come on. The anime wants you to feel that way as a character that literally spends the entire show doing doggy style in their mech.
Well, I mean, and name one ugly pink-haired character. You can't.
It's pretty tough to come up with ugly anime characters in general. Like, they just almost don't exist.
You never look at an anime drawing of a person and you're like, that looks like shit. Or, they're not hot.
Or like, I'm going to draw this character. I'm going to make her really hideous. Like,
do you ever wonder
I'm trying to make money off this, not like, you know.
Do you ever wonder if people are looking at anime characters and we find them so attractive because how our brains work, we're like filling in the gaps?
Yeah. Well, it also doesn't hurt that like fan artists come in and like make lewd photos like this one where half of Zero2's photo, she's like licking on a lollipop, which is automatically a metaphor for your dick. It's like, if she can do this to a lollipop, just imagine how hard she can suck a dick.
Yikes.
Well, all right, so you gave her an S. I mean, Zero2, I'm probably going to give her an A, just like Hodo. I'm not aware that Zero2's personality is like blowing my face off, and I don't know what her X factor is. But I expect she'll go really far in the tournament. She's up against Mikoto Mikasa from Scientific Railgun, which is a good character from a good anime, but you know, an anime that never gets talked about because no one cares, and she's
average. She's like C.
She's like just a regular looking schoolgirl character.
Like, this is a girl where when you start dating her, people are like, "Oh, let me see pictures of her," and they go, "Oh, she's pretty."
Yeah.
They're not like, wow, giving you high fives, but they're like, wow, she's nice.
The only plus here would be that if the two of them actually got into a fight, Mikoto would easily kill Zero2. It would be no contest. But Mikoto would probably defeat almost everybody in the tournament, to be honest with you. So, because she's like an S-tier psychic that can do whatever. All right, moving on. Of course, the one seeds aren't going to lose. We might have predicted a couple of three seeds going down here. Makise Kurisu, a character I am utterly unenthusiastic about, is a two seed in the same portion of the bracket that has Hodo in it. So I am just not a Code Geass fan, or a Steins Gate person.
I'm honestly not either. I've not watched it. I do know. I think the anime club is going to be watching it soon, so maybe I should make myself watch it. But I don't know. Her art style, she's just not doing it for me. She looks like a man that needs to get some vitamin D real bad.
She needs to go touch grass.
Yeah.
Is she chronically online?
Yeah, she really needs to just like take a week off work and go outside and just be outside.
Get some sun, you know.
D tier.
Eat some good food, you know, and get out of the lab. Like,
I don't know.
D tier.
Well, I mean,
she's trash, people.
I don't know anything about her besides her looks, so that hurts her in my eyes right now. So D tier from me.
Well,
sorry.
If I have to be honest with you, I mean, if you were to take the weight of these three things, looks, personality, and X factor as people voting, let's just call it how it is. 85% of all of this is how they look.
Yep.
That's why I spend so much time trying to find balanced photos for people to look at, because, you know, there are characters like Megumi from fucking Food Wars, who, you know, doesn't have a particularly splendid array of photos, up against like a quintessential quintuplets girl who is like half naked in all of her pictures. It's just like, anyway, but we'll see how that pans out later on. But Makise Kurisu does nothing for me. She's probably a C tier. I don't know if she's D. Colin Kozuki's a D tier. Makise is kind of a C tier for me. I don't know. I just don't like Steins Gate. I don't find her attractive. There's really nothing about her. She's smart. I mean, I guess that's good. But that's important too, you know. I mean, like, you don't want to have necessarily like a
dick. You don't want to have somebody you can't have a conversation with.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, beyond that though, yeah. But she's up against Ronko from Akiba Maid War, who is probably one of the least appealing characters in the tournament to look at. To be perfectly just honest with you.
She's not cute.
Well, they literally make fun of her in the anime because she's like a 38-year-old maid girl. Where like the average age is probably like 20.
That's weird that she's a maid girl still. But no hate on women in their 30s, okay? You can still be hot in your 30s.
I'm in my 30s.
But you shouldn't be a maid girl.
That's the point.
But you need to grow up, okay? Go get a real job, make mom and dad real happy, okay? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I misspelled Mikoto Mikasa's name in the brackets. I'm fixing that.
Dumbass.
I am dumb. All right. The next number two seed is Chisato Nishigiki from Licorice Recoil, which is...
I haven't watched this. The only... I think I watched the last three episodes with you.
Mm-hmm. It was okay.
It was okay. She's got like the cafe and the one guy.
This is like the...
And they take photos at the end or something.
This is the girl that like can judge a bullet's trajectory based on how the gun is being held and can like literally just kind of sidestep out of the way. She's
cute.
She is.
But she's a D-tier waifu. Ooh. Because she's like 8.
No, she's not 8.
Okay, she looks 8.
Well... Yeah, I mean, I think she's actually supposed to be like 15.
Okay, she's 15. She's a child.
Well, they're all children.
She's 15.
She's probably older than 02.
How old is 02? Look it up.
All right, Chisato Nishigiki age. She's 17.
Looks 12.
I'm just telling you what the facts are. 02 age. 02 is age unknown, it says. Well, so much for that.
Oh, one of the Google people ask, is 02 a waifu? Yes. Yes, she
Zero
is.
02 is a rollable Annie manga waifu in the Darling in the Franxx series. And down here it says that this 02 is somewhere between 14 and 18, which is every mech pilot ever. So, nothing. Anyway, so Chisato's up against Violet Evergarden. I don't know why people nominate these fucking characters. This is a D-tier character for sure. Violet Evergarden is a fucking robot, as I recall.
Let me slide into that.
Let me
cold hard robotic pussy, babe.
It's a good thing lubricant exists, because I don't know that the bodily functions of robots are, you know, quite tailored to human reproduction.
And her boobs would be so hard.
I mean, she's beautiful.
I'll give her a C.
She's, you know what? Yeah. I mean, just based off this photo, I'm going to bump it up to a C, because Violet Evergarden is beautiful, but she's not fucking human. She's not even part human. So I don't know. It seems pretty, as uninspiring as I think a match between Chisato and Nishigiki and Violet Evergarden is, it's probably going to go to Chisato easily. Next up down here, Rios Gremory, probably
the
most loaded sex appeal character probably in the whole. It's literally hard to find photos that are fair with this character, because so many of them are just like utterly sexed up, like this one, that you can't. If you're up against a character with no good photos, like. Here, Mitsuki's here trying to like Google the most unappealing photo of Rios Gremory I could possibly find to make it fair. Rios Gremory is just steaming hot. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, that's the whole point of that fucking anime. So, but she'll probably cheat on you after like 2 weeks. But I'm still going to give her A tier, because
B tier.
B? Do you say B?
Yeah.
Okay, so I figured you would have given her less, because I don't know. Fuck these titties. Like, I don't know. Like, why?
I can appreciate that she's got a nice rack. Like, girls got to build girls up, all right? She got nice titties. She pretty.
Yeah.
I don't know much else. I've not watched High School DxD. It doesn't seem like something that would be up my alley. So all I'm going off of are her chimichangas she's waving around.
She would be tremendous in the sack, though, I think. Against Shinobu Kocho from Demon Slayer. Utter fodder, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this character is fine. Demon Slayer will probably give her a bump, but I don't see how she competes with Rios.
Yeah, she does. She has the X factor of Demon Slayer, but I don't think that's good enough.
Isn't she, like, pretty much a fucking crazy character, too? This is the character that
and
was,
her
like,
eyes are freaky.
Yeah. I'm not feeling it. Like, she looks fine. I mean, she's got pretty clothing, which is not really her personal looks. Personality, probably trash, because, I mean, she's more interested in killing things than anything else, and I have no idea what the X factor would be. So I'm gonna give her a D tier.
C.
And the Demon Slayer fans lose their shit. But there's absolutely. Do you think there's any chance she beats Rios Gremory?
I'll be surprised.
This next one is a character that just keeps making it in this tournament, and she has very horrific photos for a 2-seed. This Yoruichi Shihoin from Bleach. Like, I cannot find a good character of this, a good photo of this character. They just don't exist.
It's funny, her figures actually look better than the drawings of her.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, you're basically going to be stuck
the
with...
The artwork is just really bad, so that's really hurting her.
Yeah, well...
Find a fan art photo, please. I need a fan art photo.
I'm trying.
Photo.
Here's a fan art photo.
Can you
this
look
is
up,
probably fan art.
Can you put fan art after that, please?
Oh, you want me to get fan art? Okay. Fan art. Let's see.
Because I don't find the Bleach style appealing.
Man, I don't know. There's a photo that looks terrible. There's a photo of her topless. There just aren't good photos of this character. I don't know what to do. I mean, if she's a D tier for me, I mean, I don't know. It's like...
I think she's got potential. I don't think she's anything crazy. Maybe a C, a B, a C.
I can't remember how far she got in the tournament last time, but she's up against Saber from Fates Day Night, which is kind of a staple, and Saber is really well known and probably has a chance of upsetting Yoruichi, but I don't know if that'll really happen.
I don't know. There's you know...
This is
the
most likely.
There are people that are really loyal to Bleach, and those people are going to vote. And then there are people that are really loyal to Fate, and that's how they're going to vote. So really, it could go either way. I think it's going to come down to whatever anime they are from.
Yoruichi definitely got a bump from the fact that the Bleach anime came back in a big way.
Yeah, because I'm not a Bleacher.
I don't even think Yoruichi made it into the tournament last year, now that I'm looking at it, because I can't... Oh, yeah, she was a 7-seed. And she got beaten by Raptalia. All right, moving on, because, you know, whatever. So I think that's probably the most likely upset, but it probably still won't happen. This next one is just like a terrible matchup, and it's just very lackluster. Mikasa Ackerman from Attack on Titan is... What kind of a tier do you give Mikasa?
An A, because she's A. loyal. She's loyal and she's pretty.
Oh, wow. I mean... I'm not going to say Mikasa's not pretty, but when you put her up against the standard like array of anime girls,
okay,
she's
you're right.
Incredibly
she's a B.
Average.
She's a B.
Insanely average. And Mikasa is like, to me, her personality is trash. Like, she's quiet, doesn't really say much.
She's loyal as fuck, though.
Yeah, but she's like always covered in blood and dirt and just like walks around and just acts like a fool. And I don't know. None of these Attack on Titan, none of the characters in Attack on Titan, except for Levi probably, could even remotely.
Oh, yeah, Levi, he hottie.
Yeah, I don't know. Mikasa, I hope she goes down, honestly, really early in this contest, and I would give her probably a C tier at best. So the opponent is Nagatoro from Don't Tease Me, Monogatoro, which is, I haven't seen this anime, but my understanding is it's basically an anime where this girl just like mercilessly just teases and bullies and torments the male character.
She looks like a baby, automatic C tier, not into it.
Yeah, I'm not into it either. And photos like this with her like bulging eyes is, ugh, oh my God.
I don't like it.
She's a D tier for me, and she has no chance of beating Mikasa. Here's an interesting matchup that I think has a little more life in it. So the first one is Power from Chainsaw Man.
Hell yeah.
Who, by the way, is in the same section of the bracket as Makima, so that might be a collision course to look for. The only problem, so Power is perfectly in my wheelhouse for a character because
that you want to put your penis in.
Because I would fuck, because she's a devil girl or demon girl, whatever. So that's got some sex appeal to it. And let's not pretend like women haven't been sexualizing vampires since like the dawn of time, by the way. So I don't think that's actually that abnormal. She's cute, and this is a really good picture of her, and but she's a little psychotic, and her teeth.
I like pointed teeth.
I am not if I had pointed shark teeth, you would not be down for it.
I know it looks nice in a drawing, but in practice, I bet it's horrible.
It fits her because she's a fucking demon, but like when you put it on a character from like Free. You're like, why? Why does this character have shark teeth? You're not a devil. You're not a demon. You're not a cat.
Got real bored one night.
You're just a fucking dude. So I don't really know. What kind of a tier would you put Power in?
A B tier. I mean, I know people are going to pick her for a sex appeal, And I get that that's what the tournament's about. But personality-wise, like, she's just unhinged.
Yeah.
I would have so much mad anxiety all the time with her.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to give her a B tier as well. I like her looks, but her personality and, frankly, the X factor of her being a demon is just... The X factor is fine, but power would easily just kill you. Like, she wouldn't even care.
You say that about every single person.
She would
person.
Bite your dick off. She'd bite your salami off and, like, put it in a hot dog bun and eat it in front of you.
That's disgusting.
I mean, that's what would happen, okay? Who is she going up against? She's going up against Android 18.
Power's going to mop the floor with Android 18. I'm sorry. I like Android 18.
You're right. I think you're right. But Android 18, can we just say Android 18 is a serious waifu? So, first of all, Android 18, particularly for the Akira Toriyama art style, is good looking.
Yeah.
There's no way around that.
He's not great at drawing women.
He's not really... I don't think Akira Toriyama really draws his characters for, like, attractiveness. The art style's too old. But let's just be honest. Android 18 is a hottie.
That's a frightening fan art.
Yeah, that's pretty odd. Her neck is, like, dislocated. Her spine is, like, bent into an S shape.
The longer you stare at it, the weirder it becomes.
But the other reason why Android 18 is a strong-ass waifu is because... Is she not a real wife in Dragon Ball and takes good ass care of her kid and takes good care of Krillin?
And she don't care that her husband is short as fuck.
And she's powerful. Let's not sugarcoat it.
Like I would give Android 18, she's probably an S tier waifu. Like as a holistic package, but sadly, psycho crazy power will win.
I'm gonna give her an S as well. And I would say that the power, her strength would be a deterrent. But the reality is that she's been married to Krillin for a long time and never killed him.
Yeah, and he's weak as shit.
Yeah. And Android 18 would literally erase power from this world in a matter of 10 seconds. I mean, it wouldn't even take 10 seconds. In fact, Android 18 probably could defeat anybody in this whole tournament in a fight because Dragon Ball characters are just OP as fuck. Can any of these other characters, can they even fly? Is she the only flying character? Probably. All right. So yeah, but nonetheless, power will win easily. Who do we have left here? We're running out here. This is getting towards the end. Then Lucy Kushinada from Cyberpunk Edgerunners. This is a tough one. This is actually,
I think she's an S.
This is a matchup that torments one of my coworkers, and I think it's hilarious because his top two waifus were Asuka and Lucy, and these were random like matchups, and they just happened to be up against each other, which was kind of funny.
I think Lucy is an S tier waifu. She's got a great personality. She's sweet. And she's also just cute.
Can you refresh me though, like why I should care? Because I can't remember. The only character I remember from this anime that was a girl was the fucking green skinned like robot girl that was always like screaming.
She was just the love interest to the main character, but she was just a really sweet girl and she did the deep dives and all this stuff and, you know, it's kind of tragic, her whole thing, and I don't know. She's an S. She's great.
I'm going to give her... I can only really go off how she looks, because I can't frankly remember that much about her personality, but I'm going to give her a B, because she is attractive, but half her body's probably robotic.
You're not into the robot girls.
How are you going to fuck a robot girl? She's a robot.
Not her pussy.
That's why I cannot understand how Major Kusanagi keeps getting into these brackets, because she is straight up not even, arguably maybe not even a waifu. I don't fucking know, but she's a robot. I don't know. Asuka from Evangelion.
She's fine. She's like a C tier.
I was going to say C tier as well. I mean,
she's
also like 15 for starters.
Yeah.
Second of all, she's pretty much a bitch.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
I mean, she is not a friendly character at all. And I don't know what the fuck the deal is with Eyepatch Asuka. Like, I'm not really deep into the lore and I've seen all of the Evangelion stuff, but I just don't get it. This is the photo I used, by the way. Does Asuka have any shot? She's a classic character.
I don't think so. I think Lucy's going to crash her.
I will say I think this is the highest probability upset for the three seeds. This is the only one that even could happen at all. And then the last one, which is a pretty uninspired matchup, is a character that I can't even visualize myself without looking them up, and that is Mitsuru Kan.
Oh, it's the green-haired girl.
Mitsuru Kan Roji from Demon Slayer up against Ryoko from Tenchi Muyo. Now, I think that the Mitsuru girl is a really weak character.
I agree.
But Ryoko is even weaker.
Yep.
Mitsuru, she just looks insane. Like, I don't know. I just don't love
the Demon Slayer art style. And I think that hurts it. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just not my taste.
I mean, I would hit it, but I'd probably quit it.
Yeah. I mean, the fan art actually looks better. Like, her fan art photos are really cute. It's just the art style, in my opinion.
Here's an actual screenshot, and she just does not look good in that picture at all. And her two-toned hair makes me want to punch her in the face.
Yeah. So, I'll give her a B.
I'm giving her... I can't give her more than the Kocho girl. And I gave her a D, didn't I? So I'm giving this girl a D, too. Your hair is annoying. Ryoko is better looking than the other girl.
No, I don't agree.
Oh, Ryoko is a classic, almost a sex icon.
I don't like her hair. It's like she uses semen as like hair gel.
Well, maybe she does.
Christ.
Men, you heard it here. She will extract and apply.
She's only using you for one thing.
Yes, your semen.
And that's your hair gel.
Your hair care products. Here's Ryoko as a cat girl.
Not cute.
I think Ryoko's like an alien, though.
A C.
Though. She probably couldn't mate with you. She's an alien, and I think, a C, giving her a C.
Yeah, not my thing.
See, I like the classic look of Ryoko because she's like mid-90s or whatever. So I'm gonna give her a B tier. She's also like not like an intolerable
character.
That
sculpture of her.
Which one?
Is terrifying.
Which sculpture? This one? Oh man, that was like a high school project that got an F. And then the teacher like cried all night for being a failure.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Oh, it's a 3D print design.
Well, they did a fucking bad job. ChatGPT made that hair the way it normally makes people's hands. All right, so I don't know. I really don't think any of these are going to happen. None of these upsets are going to happen, honestly. But all right. Well, we're running kind of long, so let's look at our brackets here, and we can look at mine first. So. I'm not sure we're going to have that much disagreement.
Yeah. So who are your final four?
I went pretty much chalk on my bracket. I went Hodel, which I don't think will happen, actually, after looking at last year's. I was kind of swept up in the fact that she had a ton of nominations, but I don't think Hodel will make it this far. Hodel is probably going to drop to Hinata in the third round, if I had to guess. Although Hinata Hyuga is like...
No, I think Hodel will beat Hinata this year.
Hinata is a character that I have to like look forever for a photo because there's not a single fucking photo of her that is remotely appealing. And we probably will have like a sex appeal photo round, which is not what I'm doing for the first round. But I have Hodel, Rem, because I just don't see Rem losing to anybody. She might lose to Rios Grimory.
She might.
But that'll be it. And then Makima is he's going to easily go through her corner of the bracket. And then 0-2 was a pretty tough out last time.
Yep.
And I just don't see anybody beating her.
0-2.
Roxanne from Harem and the Labyrinth of Another World is in the section of the bracket with 0-2. And she's kind of a dark horse, like, because we've talked about her on the podcast a lot and is also just exceptionally hot. So I don't know. We'll see. Who did you pick? You've got the same exact final four, except you have Lucy.
Yep.
Why do you feel that Lucy is going to go through Asuka, Sasha, that's a gimme, that's fucking cakewalk, Shoko, Komi, gee, maybe you picked her, I can see you picked her because her bracket is easy, Rem, okay, so why is Rem going to lose to Kushinada?
I think Lucy's just a more recent character, and she's cute.
Okay.
I think she's cuter than Rem.
Okay. And we have the exact same final and the same winner. So that's kind of, we're almost in total agreement.
That's wild. So I wonder if this will be similar across the board. I'd like to know what the most common first place.
The most common first place character was Makima.
Really?
By a somewhat wide margin, I would say.
That's really interesting. Okay.
Hodel, you have Hodel versus Makima. I have the same thing, and we both have Makima winning.
Yep, 100%.
Which is so shitty because I just Makima probably wouldn't even crack my top 15 out of these 64 characters if I had to take one of them as a waifu in real life.
In real life, who?
I would even take Darkness from Konosuba over Makima.
Really?
Well, yeah, because Makima, she acts like a fucking robot. She has no personality at all. Well, how would you even have a conversation with her at dinner? She would just sit there
and stare at you.
All she does in that anime is like basically manipulate whatever the boy's name is into doing what she wants.
Denji.
And then like wears like suits and acts like the boss girl and then like kills people at the end.
I mean,
I don't know. Chainsaw Man's a great anime. She just didn't stand out very much.
I thought she did. She's mysterious.
I would take Power over her.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And Power is the most popular character from Chainsaw Man also.
I know. It was hard for me to eliminate Power, but it had to happen.
If you guys want to vote in the Waifu War, waifuwar.net is where you're going to go the entire time to vote. We would love to see a lot of votes here. So waifuwar.net, starting by the time you're listening to this, the poll is already open. So go on your phone, type waifuwar.net. It'll take you straight to the voting, and you can vote for your favorite waifus right now, and we're going to have a great contest. So, all right, Scotty.
All right.
For Scotty, I am the worm, Dennis Rodman. I hope you enjoyed our Waifu War coverage. Someday, Pancake will get these basketball references. You know this is a basketball song, right?
I do know the song.
It's a great song, actually. They played it on NBC for, like, the NBA in the 90s. So, all right, guys.
Thanks for tuning in.
We'll be back next time with actual results from most likely round one, which will be in a couple weeks. We'll see you then. Bye, guys.
Bye.